This gospel stands at the head of this preparatory period, a more intense preparatory period. The first reading from Genesis is prophecy about Judah. Judah, you will be the leader. He will be strong, you will be powerful, you will be the conqueror. All the kings are from Judah, because David is from Judah. And that's the prophecy that we have here. And then we have the working out of this prophecy. And it's quite remarkable, isn't it? God, Almighty God, who created us first and foremost, silly little things in a corner of the universe, you know, spirit and matter, who die ever since the sin of our first parents, but who perpetuate through generation. See, generation is the foundation of history, and history is where God acts. And so he acted, governed, watched, protected, and never disturbed the freedom of all these people who were finally the ancestor of Jesus Christ, who is God, the Son of God. Now, if you get a chance, you know, it would be really good to meditate on who these people are. Jesus is called the son of Abraham, or rather the other way, the son of David, the son of Abraham. These are real people. Jesus is a real person. This is not some sort of way to think to make yourself feel better. This is the way things are. Now, he's called the son of David and the son of Abraham. Why? Because it was to those two that posterity was promised, right? First the whole people, and then the king. Now you go through this list and look at the people who were ancestors of David. I can't go through the whole list now myself, but just try it sometime. First, for some reason, all the women in the list are somehow disqualified, right? Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. We don't have time to go, but go home. You must have some kind of little Bible dictionary. Look up who's Tamar. Tamar was the one who was married to those to the man who would not produce children, and so he didn't want to give another son to her and have him die too. Who knows why? So finally, she dressed herself up like a prostitute and had relations with Jacob. Or rather, with the Judah. Can you imagine? See? So you could go through the list, you see, so whose brother was Rahab. Well, Rahab is called a Zona, a prostitute, whether she was or not. She ran a tavern, and she's the one who hid the spies, right? And that's, her son was Boaz, who was the father of Obed. Obed was born of Ruth, and she's a Moabite, not even a Jew. Wow. It's nice to read this list, huh? Get over our little whatever. And then, the crown of it all, David became the father of Solomon, Jotha, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. And then David had relationships with her when she was married to Uriah, so that's adultery. Then he had her Uriah killed to cover it up. And then that baby died, and he kept her as a wife, and she's the mother of Solomon. Now, if we had time, it's just because that's so interesting. And then the next woman mentioned is Mary. Now, if we had time, we could go through the list of the men. Because this is not a one-way thing. How many crooks, bad kings, are in this list? If you have got a little dictionary, go on home and take, Boaz was a wonderful, noble man, and so forth. But then you get down, Solomon wasn't so hot. And then you get down to some winners, huh? Uzziah, Hezekiah, Then a good one, Josiah. And then after the, and take a look at who these people are. And that's the genealogy of the Son of God. And we're having a problem being humble. And look at God presiding over this history, which moves generation, generation, generation. That's how history moves, right? And out of all that sin comes Jesus, who would never renounce his forebearer. Not only his nation, his forebears. That's God presiding over this mysterious mess. Why do we have that on the first day of this new impetus for Christmas? To cheer us up. I didn't kill as many people as some of these guys, hope that out of sin can come holiness. Just imagine this. If you want to start back further, you can start with the multi-million year history of every cell in Jesus' body, joined hypostatically to the Word. Just think of that. So we have this beautiful gospel to open up this time. Well, I haven't kept a very good Advent. Hey, neither did Hezekiah, But if now we turn to the Lord and just let Him change us by mercy. We'll conform through fear, which is better than going to hell. But we'll never grow in holiness except through mercy. We have to be won over by love. So that's why the church gives us this gospel. Start this precious time. See, if anybody is a sinner, today's the day to say, out of all these sinners came God incarnate Himself. So if I got a few relatives who are crooks, why am I embarrassed about them? Look at Jesus. Very encouraging, isn't it? To just get overwhelmed by the humility of our Lord.